the migrant caravan. It is not politically correct. It does not prevent smoking. It doesn't watch its calorie consumption or its intake of meats. It doesn't care if it culturally appropriates or if it's inappropriate in any way. The migrant caravan needs to feed its children. It needs to get its children off of violent streets. But the migrant caravan doesn't care about GMOs or the Second Amendment. The migrant caravan doesn't care about 9/11. It never saw the planes fly into the first or the second tower. The migrant caravan doesn't have power. It doesn't have power at work. It doesn't have power within the government. It doesn't have work. And it doesn't really have a government. The migrant caravan doesn't care about carpooling, although the migrant caravan could be said to be made up of one large carpool. The migrant caravan does not consist of dog persons or cat persons. It does not take vitamins or pills to fight depression and anxiety, though it may feel depressed and or anxious. It has been suffering from the hard traumas and the soft traumas too. The migrant caravan might be carrying a man with erectile dysfunction or a woman who suffers from constant migraines. It might have dozens and dozens of children with ADD and some with dyslexia, mental illness. A skull that could be undone like a Rubik's Cube walks with the migrant caravan too. The migrant caravan doesn't maintain a Twitter account. The migrant caravan doesn't understand what Donald Trump expounds in English. The migrant caravan doesn't have the time for Trump's mistake in etiquette. It doesn't scrutinize every single press release. The migrant caravan isn't a beast. It is a city of God moving. The migrant people are God's chosen people. It rotates with the earth. It is the cruel animals and the sky. The migrant caravan is the day and the night. The migrant caravan doesn't discuss poetry or see or hear or speak eloquently about modern art or classical music. But the migrant caravan does dance and make art and write poetry. The migrant caravan will not cease at the sea. It will continue walking like a thousand Christs over the top of the suddenly calm water toward the apostles that await them in triad after triad of fishing boats, hoping to haul them inside nets made of the fibrous skin of human hearts, miraculously still beating and bright as bright red stars.